with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump signed a pardon for former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, whose 14-year sentence for political corruption charges he commuted during his first term.
It's my honor to do it. I've watched him. He was set up by a lot of bad people, some of the same people that I had to deal with.
Blagojevich was convicted in 2011 on charges that included seeking to sell an appointment to then-President Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Blagojevich served 8 years before Trump commuted the rest of his term in 2020. A third federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The latest ruling comes from a federal judge in New Hampshire after two similar rulings by judges in Seattle and Maryland last week. U.S. District Judge Joseph LaPlante, who was nominated by President George W. Bush, said he's not persuaded by the Trump administration's arguments to end birthright citizenship for the children of people in the U.S. illegally. At least 9 lawsuits have been filed to challenge the birthright citizenship order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge is likely to quickly decide whether to let Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency resume accessing Treasury Department records containing sensitive personal data for millions of Americans after lawyers in the dispute could not resolve their differences. Judge Jeanette Vargas ordered lawyers to meet and confer on Monday over any changes needed to an order issued early Saturday by another Manhattan judge that banned Musk's team from accessing the records. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 167 points, the Nasdaq rose 190. This is SRN News. President Trump goes all in on religious liberty.
He's shortly established a special task force headed by Attorney General Pam Bondi to root out anti-Christian bias within the federal government. Mr. Trump says special attention will be given to the FBI, which spent much of the Biden administration targeting pro-life individuals in particular. Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition says, quote, our 3 million members strongly support President Trump in his defense of religious freedom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's state Senate has approved a bill that would prevent men from competing in women's sports. The move comes shortly after Georgia's Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones joined President Trump in Washington, where the president signed an executive order that would cut federal funding to any school that lets boys compete against girls. Georgia Republicans have also introduced a bill to prevent state money from being used for sex change operations. This is SRN News. The Palestinian Authority and Hamas make opposite moves in Middle East diplomacy. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has signed a decree canceling the so-called pay-for-slave program in which families of terrorists killed or captured during attacks receive cash stipends. The program prompted a number of nations, including the United States, to withhold financial aid as long as it went to support terror. Abbas has demanded that in return the United States cancel the Taylor Force Act, which prohibits the aid by the U.S. government. Hamas, meanwhile, called a halt to the ceasefire hostage release, claiming Israel has breached the deal. In a developing story, Israel was reacting to the shocking signs of abuse and torture displayed by 3 hostages who were repatriated. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.